Buenas tardes, mi nombre es José Torres, soy líder del Congreso de Jornaleros.
Good afternoon, my name is José Torres. I'm a leader in the Congress of Day Laborers.
Bueno, pueden empezar donde quiera, pero me gustaría escuchar cuáles son los eventos que seguirían a que José decidió de tomar santuario.
La decisión de tomar santuario ha sido algo muy difícil. Tomé santuario, decidí tomar porque es una forma de seguir resistiendo, seguir luchando mi caso. Lucho por mi libertad, el futuro de mi familia. Sé que no solo es mi familia la que estamos en esto, habemos miles, millones de familias en esta misma situación.
The decision to take sanctuary has been difficult. I decided to take sanctuary as a way to keep resisting, a way to keep fighting my case, you know, fighting for my freedom, fighting for my family. And, you know, I'm not the only person in this fight. I'm just one of millions of families who are also, you know, just trying to live here.
Soy padre de familia de dos niñas ciudadanas. Mis hijas tienen condiciones médicas. Mi hija pequeña tiene 2 años de edad. Ella me nació prematuramente. A base de eso, que nació prematuramente, ella convulsiona. Tengo documentos médicos que afirman eso. Migración los tiene, saben todos sus papeles, saben todo. La cuestión es que a ellos no les importa. Entonces, si a ellos no les importa, a mí se me importa, porque no se trata de mi vida, se trata de mis hijas, y como padre de familia, no he visto un padre de familia que acepte que lo separen de sus hijos. Creo que es injusto esto, porque nuestros hijos son el motivo de cada día que nos levantemos y sigamos nuestra vida, son los que nos llenan de fuerza para seguir luchando y sacar a nuestra familia adelante.
Well, I'm a dad. I'm a head of a family. I have two, you know, little girls who were born here in the United States, and actually both of them have serious medical conditions. My youngest, so she's 2 years old, and she was born prematurely, and because of that, she has a complicated seizure condition. And I have medical documents that corroborate that. ICE is well aware, you know, they have those documents. Authorities are aware that she has this life-threatening medical condition, but it doesn't matter to them. Well, maybe it doesn't matter to them, but it matters to me because I'm her dad. This is my daughter. These are my girls. This is my life. And I can't imagine any father would just let anything come between him and his daughters. And I'm no different. You know, our children are our inspiration. You know, knowing that you have these beautiful little girls waiting for you at home is what inspires you to get up in the morning and go to work, to keep going no matter what it takes, you know, to just do whatever you have to, you know, to make sure your family is moving forward and doing well and is provided for.
Soy una persona que he luchado día a día para sacar esta ciudad mejor. He ayudado a reconstruir la ciudad con muchas personas. Hemos trabajado hombro a hombro, sudado mucho. Y así como hemos beneficiado a la ciudad a ponerla bien, que esté como está ahorita, creo que hemos sufrido demasiado en todo ese trabajo, haciendo todo, y merecemos quedarnos en la ciudad donde hemos trabajado con tanto esfuerzo para mejorarla. Sigo trabajando en construcción, sigo reconstruyendo Nueva Orleans. Ese es mi trabajo, esa es la forma de que yo saco a mis hijos adelante en reconstrucción.
So I'm a person who has fought every day, day to day, to rebuild this city, to restore this city, you know, to what it once was. You know, we helped reconstruct it, many immigrants, shoulder to shoulder. We've sweated a lot, we've worked hard, and we've really benefited this city to restore it into the condition that it is today. And I think we've suffered too much, right? We've worked too hard. We've invested too much to be told now that we can't remain in this city that we have rebuilt. You know, I've always worked in construction. That's how I provide for my family, you know, and I continue, you know, to work in construction. And so I feel that New Orleans is my home.
Cuando yo me vine a los Estados Unidos, fue cuando tenía 18 años de edad. Me vine huyendo por tantas injusticias, criminalidad que envuelven el país donde nací. Allá no se puede salir a diferentes ciudades sin tener la certeza que va a regresar, como aquí lo hacemos. Por eso tomé la decisión de venirme, porque allá para perder la vida es rápido. Entonces yo quiero sobrevivir, quiero vivir el tiempo que Dios me dé. Por eso me vine, huyendo de tantas injusticias allá, y salir adelante con mi vida. Por eso fue el motivo de venirme, huyendo de tanta violencia. Mi país está envuelto con tanta violencia que muchas personas pierden la vida diariamente por un dólar. Un dólar pierden la vida. Solo imagínense que un dólar valga una vida, y la vida no tiene precio. Por eso yo me vine arriesgando todo eso, el camino en la bestia, haciendo todo para estar aquí y proteger mi vida y salir adelante, sobrevivir.
Well, when I came to the United States, I was only 18 years old, and I came fleeing from so much injustice, from rampant crime that is just ravaging the country I was born in. You know, where I was born, you know, you can't move from city to city the way we do here, you know, just easily, right? With the peace of mind that you'll return home safe. There, doing that would risk your life. Because of how much crime there is. And, you know, life is so fragile, right? You can die in an instant. So I decided I was going to survive. I decided that I was going to flee this injustice and risk everything to come here and follow my dream and build a new life. And the country I was born in is in a vicious cycle of violence. People die there daily, daily. They could be killed for a dollar. Can you imagine? Just a dollar, you know, that a life is spent for somebody stealing $1 from them, you know, and the crime is on that level, when we know that life is priceless. And so I risked everything. I came on the train that they call the Beast. You know, I came with very few resources just because I am a survivor, and I knew that I had to come here to pursue my dreams and move forward with my life.
Al llegar a Estados Unidos, en el río hay mucha historia. Saber que un río divide dos países, saber que ese río significa una gran parte de la vida, porque es un gran obstáculo para muchas personas, porque el río es grande, hay personas que no pueden nadar y ellos intentando tener el sueño americano, cruzan sin y arriesgan su vida y mueren porque no saben nadar. Y ya a este lado hay mucha historia, ver tanta ropa, zapatos en la orilla, gran historia de tantas familias inmigrantes que por lograr el sueño americano exponen su vida. Hay personas que han logrado el sueño y hay personas que han perdido la vida por ese sueño. Yo soy sobreviviente de tráfico humano. Sigo luchando porque quiero mi día en corte. No lo he tenido, pero esa es mi lucha. Quiero tener mi día. Y primero Dios me regale ese día, tener la oportunidad de estar por primera vez en frente de un juez, ya que no lo he tenido.
You know, arriving in the United States, you know, I think of that river, the Rio Grande, and it just stands for so much, this massive river that divides these two countries. you know, that really is a huge part of the lives of so many people. This river is a barrier. It's this barrier between two worlds. And this river, as its name suggests, is huge. People die trying to cross this river. People risk their lives, and there are many people who, you know, not knowing how to swim, their dream is so immense to come to this country that just trying to reach this American dream and swim across, they'll drown. And I can remember when I crossed that river seeing so many, you know, shoes and clothes and t-shirts, you know, strewn about, and knowing that each one was one person's dream and not knowing whether they made it here or not. Well, I crossed that river. I came here to fight for that American dream. And there's those of us that have survived and been able to pursue that dream. And there's those of us who've been swallowed by it. And I'm a survivor of human trafficking. And what I'm fighting for is my day in court. That opportunity has been robbed from me. I never had that chance. And so that's my fight. That's what I'm fighting for here in Sanctuary. I hope that God will provide me that chance one day to fight my case in front of a judge that I've never had.
Como líder de una organización sin fines ni lucros que luchamos por la integridad de nuestras familias, estamos luchando muy fuerte para parar todo esto, porque nada ha cambiado. La ley sigue igual. Lo único que ha cambiado es presidente. Ahora con la nueva administración, el racismo ha nacido demasiado en todo el país. Nuestra comunidad está siendo envuelta con tantas injusticias, tanto racismo, no solo mi comunidad inmigrante, la comunidad musulmana, LGBTQ, la gente trabajadora, la comunidad negra. Y estamos luchando para tener derechos humanos. Queremos que se nos respeten nuestros derechos humanos. Queremos tener el mismo derecho de igualdad como cualquier persona americana. Queremos tener la certeza de que cuando salgamos de nuestras casas y nos subimos al carro, tener la certeza de que vamos a regresar con nuestras familias, con nuestros hijos. Porque solo el hecho de manejar, subirnos al carro, el hecho de manejar, eso nos implica la libertad y perder nuestra vida, nuestra familia. Porque si un policía nos para por no tener licencia, nos mandan a migración. Kenner, ellos trabajan así. Solo el hecho de no tener licencia, ellos no nos dejan ir a nuestras casas. No nos dan la oportunidad de solo pagar el ticket y irnos. Ellos nos llaman a migración y nos mandan a migración. No licencia implica separaciones de familias, niños sufriendo. Y eso es lo que estamos tratando de luchar. Tratando de parar todo esto, que es injusto.
So as part of the nonprofit organization that I'm a part of, the Congress of Day Laborers, well, we are a coalition of many families, and we are fighting so hard to change the situation we're in. It's just things have become so difficult with the new administration. You know, nothing on the books has changed as far as the laws, but just the president has changed. And with that, we've seen this swell of racism and hate rising, and we're fighting against that. And it's not just my community, the immigrant community, that's been affected. We're seeing the LGBTQ community being affected. Muslim communities are being affected. We're seeing the working class under attack. We're seeing African American families being affected. And, you know, what we want is all the same. We just want human rights. We want to live here with equality and dignity, you know, just like any American family should have the right to do. And, you know, when we're in our homes, we don't want to live in fear. When we go into our cars, we don't want to live in fear. We want to know that we'll be able to return home safely and see the children that we love so much. Because, you know, just the simple act of driving, just the act of driving for an immigrant, it's like risking your life. Because at any moment, right, you know, you could be stopped. And the simple act of not having a driver's license, you know, that could mean that you could immediately be turned over to immigration, ripped away from your family, deported, and your life could be in danger. You know, just for the simple act of driving without a license. In Canada, they're notorious for this. You know, and in many places, they'll just simply immediately turn you over to immigration. They won't give you the opportunity to, you know, pay your ticket or make right the situation. They'll just immediately, you know, turn you over to be deported. And they'll just immediately, you know, without a second thought, be separating these families. And we'll have, you know, so many children suffering here, parentless in our community. And so that's what the Congress of Day Labor is fighting against, this immense injustice that needs to change.
Yo soy un padre de familia que he pasado mucho sufrimiento. Migración me ha tenido dos veces en la cárcel. Esta es mi tercera vez. Solo el hecho de que soy inmigrante, ellos pueden castigarme las veces que quieran. Es injusto. He trabajado muy fuerte, he luchado contra todo esto. De tanto que he sufrido, he luchado. Apliqué por un permiso de trabajo, lo tengo. Mi meta con ese permiso era sacar la licencia, saber de que cuando mis hijas necesitaran ir al médico, tener la certeza de llevarlas y regresar bien. Gracias a Dios tengo licencia del estado de Luisiana, pero eso a migración no le importa. Eso a la hora que ellos quieren la rompen y destruyen una familia. Para mí es injusto como padre de familia. Simplemente el hecho de estar en el tiempo de Navidad. Imaginarme los padres de familia comprando los obsequios a sus hijos. En mi situación aquí no lo puedo hacer. No puedo salir. Estoy privado de mi libertad. Esta es la tercera vez. Pero esta es una forma de resistir y todo esto lo estoy haciendo porque quiero seguir al lado de mis hijas y estar ahí cuando ellas me necesitan. Por eso sigo luchando y voy a luchar con todo mi corazón hasta el último momento. Gracias.
I'm a dad. I'm the head of a family, and I've lived through so much suffering. I've been detained twice by immigration, and you could say this is the third time that I've been deprived of my liberty because, well, the simple fact that I'm an immigrant, they can punish me as many times as they want. I've worked hard. I've tried to do everything right. I have applied for a work permit. I have a Louisiana license, and I've been able to use that to drive my daughters to the doctor, and thanks be to God that I have the peace of mind with that license that I can return home safely with them. But to immigration, none of this matters to them. At a moment's notice, whenever they feel like it, they could just rip that license in two and rip my family in two, you know, and divide us in the same manner. And just think about, you know, right now, we're in the holiday season, right? My family, we celebrate Christmas, and I imagine myself at other times, you know, going out and buying gifts for my daughters, right? And right now, I can't do that. I'm deprived of my liberty for the third time. But in a way, it's worth it because this is the way that I have chosen to resist. I do all of this because I want to be with my family. I do this all for my daughters so that I can be by my daughter's side whenever they may need me. I'll be here. I won't have to be in another country where they can't see me. And so I'm investing my whole heart in this fight and in this movement.
Estoy agradecido con mis vecinos de la ciudad de Nueva Orleans porque me han demostrado su apoyo. Mi iglesia, una iglesia luterana, se llama Mesa Abierta. Tengo el apoyo cristiano conmigo. Sé que no estoy solo. Sé que pronto esas puertas se abrirán. El tiempo de Dios es perfecto y así será. Espero ese momento, el cual yo recupere mi libertad y regresar a mi vida cotidiana y trabajar honradamente y seguir haciendo mi sueño, sacar a mis hijas adelante. Eso sería todo. Muchas gracias por su tiempo y Dios me lo bendiga.
Well, I'm so grateful in this fight to my neighbors here in New Orleans because so many of them have shown me so much support. And not just this church that I'm in, but also my home church, a Lutheran church, has really been supportive of me. So I know that I'm not alone, that I've had many people of faith supporting me. And I have faith that one day, you know, these doors will open for me. You know, God's timing is perfect, right? And I dream of the day that I will be back with my family and I'll be able to go to work and work with honor, you know, work hard every day and support my family and just be with them, you know, see our family grow and develop and build our future. And so I thank you for your time and God bless you.
Pues yo tengo varias preguntas un poco logísticos para seguir. Primero yo quiero hacer ver cuáles son los planes en las semanas que vienen, cuáles son los planes que José tiene para seguir resistiendo o que el Congreso tiene, cómo están luchando juntos Congreso y José, cómo parece que va a pasar el futuro, qué no sé si tienen como un update, como avisos de si ya algo ha cambiado con la mira o cómo.
Nada ha cambiado. Seguimos luchando. No he tenido la respuesta adecuada, la que quiero escuchar. Pero seguimos en la lucha. Me siento bendecido por Dios de ser parte de una gran familia, el Congreso de Jornaleros. Estamos luchando juntos. Y sé que no estoy solo. Los abogados de la organización están conmigo y estamos esperando. Seguimos luchando juntos. Tengo dos abogados de la organización apoyándome y eso hace que cada momento de mi vida siga valiendo la pena porque sé que no estoy solo. Y tengo la esperanza de regresar al lado de mi familia. Eso sería, creo.
Well, nothing has changed. We haven't gotten the response that we have hoped for from immigration, so the fight continues. I feel very blessed by God to have this, you know, huge family of Congreso, you know, where we're all fighting together in the Congress of Day Laborers, and I'm hoping that, you know, well, we'll continue fighting together. You know, I have two lawyers who are supporting me, and it helps a lot knowing that I'm not alone, that so many people are supporting me, so I have hope that one day I will return to my family. And I'll just respond as Rachel as well.
Yeah.
So Jose and the Congress of Day Laborers have been a part of a massive organizing effort. His church, his school, many, many people in the community have been fighting for Jose to be able to be with his family because ever since he's been in Katrina, Jose has been a community leader. He received hundreds of letters of support from people in the community that were all sent to immigration asking for him to be given a stay of deportation for human rights reasons. And previously, as Jose mentioned, previously this had been granted. And nothing changed but the president, as Jose said. And now we just received notice that they are not granting the stay at this time. But we have hope, as Jose mentioned, that as he continues to fight his case, as we continue to organize and involve more people, that this movement can grow. Last night, we were really honored. You know, we've been having our Congress of Day Laborer meetings here in the church so Jose can participate. And we were honored to have Ms. Leona Tate, who's a civil rights leader, who was one of the four young ladies who helped integrate New Orleans schools during the civil rights fight. And she came out to meet with us and share her fight with ours, and it was incredible. And I think we were just struck by the feeling of, you know, this fight continues, of course. The fight towards equality is harder than ever on many fronts, but to think that, you know, that years ago it was impossible for children to have the same access to education and her family, and she sacrificed so much, and now things are different, and we can only imagine that one day our society will look back on how Jose and his little girls are being treated and see it as barbaric. And so we want to invite listeners to join us in this fight. Jose has a petition online. They can just go to the Congress of Day Laborers Facebook and sign it to support him. Or even more importantly, Jose has been sharing his story with different groups. He'll be speaking with a union tomorrow, with student groups, with other churches. People have been coming from all over to hear his story. If you can't hear him physically in the church, you can speak with him over a video, Google Hangout, because we need his story to be heard. We need people to understand that New Orleans would not be standing without Jose and without people just like them. And Jose is our neighbor, and he's a part of this community, and he has the right to be here with his family. And so I just wanted to invite the listeners to be involved in our fight for not just Jose, but for the millions of families here in New Orleans in this same situation.
¿Hay otra manera en que la gente puede apoyar la lucha del Congreso?
Sí, claro. Una manera sería firmando mi petición, llamando a sus líderes de la ciudad, acompañándonos a los chequeos, a mis compañeros, a sus chequeos con migración, involucrándose más con nuestro movimiento, como anoche. Para mí fue un placer, una bendición, conocer a la señora Leona Tay, una persona que a su corta edad de 6 años pasara tantas injusticias, tanto racismo contra las personas de color afroamericanas. No me veo cómo una persona puede amenazar a un niño con decirle que le envenenaría su comida. ¿Cómo una persona puede caminar a una escuela con un ataúd y enseñarle una muñeca de color negro a una niña de corta edad? No me imagino cómo tanto racismo invade este mundo. Pero por eso estamos luchando, por el mismo movimiento. El movimiento que nosotros tenemos es tener el derecho de igualdad, tener derechos humanos, dignidad, que se nos respete. Esa es nuestra lucha y es la misma lucha que tenemos. Queremos tener el sueño de Martin Luther King, ser libres y tener el mismo derecho de igualdad, que no importe el color, ni raza, ni nacionalidad. Ante los ojos de Dios todos somos hermanos, a ellos se les está olvidando. Y esa es nuestra gran lucha. Como líder del Congreso de Jornaleros, tenemos un sueño grande, que primero Dios lo vamos a cumplir. Nuestro sueño es tener un abogado de inmigración especializado en fianzas. Ya estamos cansados de que a nuestras familias contraten abogados privados, paguen $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 de servicio y no hagan nada. Dejen nuestros familiares en las cárceles. No es justo. Queremos tener nuestro propio abogado, un abogado que estaría aquí presente para una, no para una, no para 10, para 30, 40, 50 familias. La familia que lo necesite, aquí estará él para representarlos en su corte. Y el sueño es queremos reunir dinero, recaudar fondos. Para tener ese sueño necesitamos recaudar $60,000 para pagarle a él sus servicios y sus bonificaciones que se le dan. Pero sería algo maravilloso para tantas familias, no solo para la mía, para muchas. La familia que lo necesite, aquí estará presente. Y que tenga la certeza de que ese abogado luchará con claridad y pureza en las cortes, luchando por nuestros derechos. No como los privados que solo nos agarran el dinero y no hacen nada por nuestras familias.
Well, there's so many ways that people can support our movement. Of course, they can sign a petition in support of me and my family online. They can call and engage their elected officials around immigrant rights. They can join Congresso and get involved in our movement. We have many allies in the community who accompany immigrants to ICE check-ins or support in many, many ways. For me, it was really a pleasure and a blessing last night to hear Ms. Leona Tate share her fight and to hear that a young person, only just a little six-year-old, that she lived through so much racism and injustice. I just don't understand how people could have, you know, back then people threatened to poison her, you know, this little girl in the school cafeteria. You know, there was a coffin that someone sick had sent to the school with a little black baby doll inside it. And I can't understand just how much hate and racism can exist in this world sometimes. And that's our fight to overcome that. That's our movement, you know, that we all, you know, want to live in a world where there's equality, dignity, human rights, respect. We have the same fight. You know, we have the same dream that Martin Luther King had, that we all could live freely in equality, you know, that the color of your skin, that your race, that your nationality shouldn't matter. And in the eyes of God, we're all brothers and sisters. And, you know, so I have been involved as a leader in the Congress of Day Laborers for a long time, and we have, you know, a huge dream. We have many dreams, but one that we are working on right now is we want to raise money to have a bond lawyer to assist, you know, so many families whose loved ones are detained that they might be able to have their day in court. And we're tired of having to see our families, you know, spend $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 on a private lawyer, and then their loved one, you know, just the lawyer take off with the money and the loved one be left there in prison and no real fight made for them. And so what our dream is, you know, to come together and raise money to have a bond lawyer that can answer to our community, that can be shared, and that can support not just one family, not just 10 families, but many families here facing the same systemic injustice. You know, we would welcome, anyone who might like to make a donation to the Congress of Day Laborers. You can do so by going online to the New Orleans Worker Center for Racial Justice and picking Congress of Day Laborers. So now CRJ, NOWCRJ.org, Congress of Day Laborers. Just to add, as Rachel, to what Jose has said, definitely those are all very powerful ways to support signing Jose's petition, donating to the Congress of Day Laborers, so that we can continue to organize and fight back and support thousands of families in this same situation. You know, it's a great thing to do around the holidays. But we're also very concerned about protecting policies that historically Jose and many leaders like him in Congresso have fought and won. One of these policies that is so important is New Orleans anti-bias policies, which means that everybody should be treated equally by the law. So for instance, Jose mentioned the terror that many immigrant families have just driving, because outside of Orleans Parish, a simple traffic violation like rolling past a stop sign or driving without a license could mean being separated from your family, deported, and your children growing up parentless. And just imagine the impact that has on our cultural fabric here in New Orleans. So here in New Orleans, NOPD does not collect data on the immigration status of anyone. They just simply, you know, treat everybody equally and enforce the law equally without considering their immigration status. So we call on our elected officials to protect these policies. And our dream, as Jose mentioned, is to build these same policies into Jefferson Parish, where, you know, families are being under attack. It's one of the most incarcerated parishes in the world, and it's no different for immigrants. And we're also very concerned, both federally and at a state level, we've seen many hateful anti-immigrant bills coming forward, and so local defense is more important than ever. So if people can be calling their senators and their House of Representatives at the state level and telling them that they stand with the immigrant community and they expect their elected officials to do no different, that's going to be very powerful this year. We don't want to see families under attack here in Louisiana the way they are in Texas. And the only reason it hasn't become that way is because organizations like Congresso and like many of our brothers and sisters, allies in the community, have been fighting back. And so now more than ever, we need to join together and continue that resistance.
Como líder del Congreso de Jornaleros, queremos expandirnos, queremos que nuestras pólizas se expandan a diferentes ciudades, como dijo la compañera, que se expanda a Jefferson Parish, que ya no trabajen con la migra, que la policía no sea una máquina de deportación, que nos miren como ciudadanos, porque el hecho de que ellos trabajen con migración hace que nuestra comunidad tenga miedo y no reporten un crimen por miedo a ser deportados. Entonces queremos que se expandan nuestras pólizas, que son que la policía no trabaje con migración, que el ID de identificación que tenemos del Congreso Jornalero se nos respete como identificación y que nos miren como seres humanos. Eso queremos hacer. Y lo vamos a lograr luchando juntos, juntos, unidos, si se puede. Entonces, yo les hago el llamado a todas las personas, unámonos, alcemos nuestra voz, todas las comunidades, no importa el color de piel, luchemos por nuestros derechos de seres humanos que somos, musulmanas, LGBTQ, toda la comunidad trabajadora. Solo el hecho, aquí en Nueva Orleans, se preocupan por reconstruir cárceles, cárceles nuevas. No queremos camas, no queremos más cárceles, queremos un sistema justo. ¿Por qué no se enfocan en mejorar el sistema escolar para que nuestros hijos, que son el futuro de este país, sean mejor? En eso, que se enfoquen en lo que en verdad necesita prioridad. El estado de Nuevo León es un estado de turismo, que vienen a visitarnos. Es una ciudad bonita, pero también necesita mantenimiento. Nuestras calles necesitan mantenimiento. Hay personas viviendo debajo de los puentes, que pueden hacer algo por esa gente, mejorar eso, sacar eso, arreglarles la vida a ellos, ayudarlos. No merecemos más cárcel, no queremos eso. Queremos que se enfoquen en lo que en verdad se necesita, que son mejorar nuestras escuelas, mejorar la vivienda. Aquí nuestra gente trabajadora lucha, trabaja día a día y no pueden, no alcanzan a pagar su renta. Si no tenemos un salario digno, ¿cómo vamos a sacar adelante a nuestros hijos? Necesitamos tener un salario digno para que nuestros hijos cumplan sus metas, que son el futuro de este país y se les está olvidando. Eso es lo que nosotros queremos hacer.
So, as a leader in the Congress of Day Laborers, we want to defend these policies that my compañera mentioned, that the police would not act as a deportation force or as a deportation machine for ICE. And we want to expand these policies to other cities. We want to see policies like this in Jefferson Parish, because when we have this kind of inequality, we all suffer. There are so many, immigrants who maybe have witnessed crimes but have been too afraid to call and report them because they don't want to risk being deported and torn away from their families. We want safe communities. We want respect, right? And we want, that's all we want. We want these policies where everyone will deserve equal treatment and will be treated the same under the law. We want these policies where they respect our ID as Congressos members as a valid form of ID. And we just want to be seen as human beings. And what we really want, too, on a larger level is, we want to keep fighting together as a larger society, because maybe alone there's things that each of our communities cannot achieve, but united, everything is possible. We must fight together. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter if you're Muslim, if you're LGBTQ, if you're working class. We all have the same interests. Right now they're trying to build new jails. We don't need new jails. We don't need new jail beds. Who are they going to fill those jails with, right? What we should really focus on is investing in our schools, investing in our children who are going to become the future, right? We need to prioritize and focus on what really matters. You know, our city is a beautiful city. It's a city that's very desired for tourism, right? And how is it that there are people sleeping under the bridge every night? That there are people that work hard, but you know, every day, but don't make enough to be able to pay their rent or live in dignified housing? What we need, you know, why can't we have dignified jobs for repairing the streets and these jobs in tourism should be living wage jobs so that, you know, we can really provide a better future for our children and provide for their dreams. And I think that our society has lost sight of that. We need to focus on, you know, this fight that we all share.